The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I do this episode of America First one-on-one with a scintilla of trepidation because usually our guest only comes on for a segment or two, but now you get to enjoy him for the whole hour. Can America take it? That is the question. My town hall colleague, the author of the superlative Kelly Turnbull series of novels, and most recently, Order It Now from my publisher, Regnery, the book will be back. He's none other than Kurt Schlichter. We call him, his friends call him, Colonel K. Kurt, welcome to America First One-on-One.
Thanks for having me, Dr. Gorka.
All right, so where do we begin? So much to discuss that is utterly in your wheelhouse. We could talk geopolitics, Ukraine, Second Amendment. We could talk about the Sussman trial. Let's start with the Second Amendment. As a man who's protected the streets of Los Angeles in uniform, I need to get your sagacious interpretation of what on God's green earth the incumbent in the White House was saying when he said this.
A 9mm bullet blows the lung out of the body. So the idea of these high-caliber weapons is of, there is simply no rational basis for it in terms of what we hear about self-protection, hunting.
Yeah, 9mm and hunting, blowing your lungs out of you. 22s are much better. I don't know if you can make any sense of it, but I know one thing for sure, Colonel K. I wish I had a dollar for every one of your tweets where you said, buy a gun and buy more ammunition, because you're rather outspoken on this. Give us your reaction to Uvalde in general and then to the brain farts of that man.
Well, I, Dr. Gorka, I think the reaction to President Gumby was best exemplified by the Secret Service agent standing, you know, off to his left, going, "I've got a 40 cal in my holster here." Yikes! You know, we laugh at the liberals when they talk about guns and they get it wrong. You know, nobody should be able to buy an automatic weapon. Well, I wish we could buy automatic weapons,
yep.
But we can't right now. And it just goes on from there, you know.
But this is somebody made this point on my buddy's show, Kurt, Chris Plant. Why are these people even talking about guns? Because none of them are firearms instructors. None of them are forensic pathologists. Because I thought you can't even know what a woman is unless you're a biologist, Kurt. So why do they shut up?
Well, that's a great question. And I was informed by them that they love science, which would mean that you love facts and objective data. And you would think that if you're going to build a policy, you would want to build it on a solid foundation of technical knowledge so that you could get the policy right. But they don't know. They talk anyway, which indicates to me that they don't care, because it's not about the kind of gun. They want to ban all guns.
Yeah.
Their goal is confiscation of weapons and the disarmament of the American citizenry. And in We'll Be Back, The Fall and Rise of America, I have a rather lengthy chapter discussing the importance of an armed citizenry, why an armed citizenry is critical, and the distinction between a body of citizens and a bunch of serfs or subjects. I mean, you look up in Canada and, you know, Castro's little bastard decided he was going to ban all handguns. And you know that the liberals down here are just slobbering at the chance to do that too. And it's twofold. First of all, it eliminates the practical veto on tyranny. And we've seen what happens when there is no veto on tyranny. And you look at Cuba or Venezuela or China, you know, wherever, Nazi Germany. When there's no veto on tyranny by an armed citizenry, you get tyranny. But I think the more short-term goal is humiliation. They know that we understand citizenship to mean having the power to control our government at the end of the day, the ultimate veto, and one we haven't had to use in over 200 years. Again, I talk about that in the book. The right to keep and bear arms is against tyranny is a last ditch phenomenon. It's not the first thing. We have courts, we have ballots, we have peaceful protests, we have many, many ways to deal with our many, many problems that don't involve firearms. But at some point, if somebody comes knocking on my Orthodox neighbor's door to haul them away, at some point you got to throw a mag in and lock and load.
Right. So okay? This
and I'm not saying that's around the corner, and I'm not saying that's likely.
No, but history is clear. History is clear. From the Soviet Union to Hitler's Germany to Venezuela in 2012 when they disarmed the population, it is clear. This isn't, you know, hypothesis. This isn't hyperbole. It is demonstrable historic fact. If you disarm the people, the government gets to do whatever they want. It is that simple. Now, the latest polling as of Wednesday is that the majority of Americans look at events like Uvalde as a mental health issue. The Democrats are going to ride this train for the midterms. They're going to add Roe v. Wade. Do you think, explain that for me, as somebody who follows politics so closely with your pieces at Town Hall, with everything you do when you're on this show, you're guest hosting for my colleagues or myself. The myopia is stunning because this seems to me political suicide for the Democrats. They're going to pick, you know, pro late term abortion and disarming Americans as their platform, Kurt.
Well, don't forget grooming kids and, institutionalized racism. But Dr. Gorka, shh. Remember what Napoleon said about your enemies and their mistakes. Don't interrupt them.
Right.
Look, if it wasn't so damaging to our country's culture and our understanding of the Constitution, I would be delighted to have these arguments over how much we're going to infringe on basic civil rights. But unfortunately, when the Overton windows open enough that they're attempting to throw our civil rights out of it, that's a problem. So I can't be thrilled with it. But as a practical matter, I think it's a disaster. You roll up to a Chevron station, you shove the nozzle in, and then you have to fork over $100 to fill up your Ford Explorer. You're going to be thinking of that a lot more than organizing a bunch of people to fulfill Beto's furry dream of going door to door to disarm normal American citizens.
So
it's bad politics.
But do you? I really, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter because you're right. We should be very quiet and just let them do it. Let your enemies make those mistakes. But do you have any hypothesis as to, is it just their isolation from real Americans that makes them think that this is how they're going to win the election, Kurt? I got to know.
I think it is. There really is a blue bubble. See, here's the thing. Folks like you and I, we live in predominantly blue areas, all right? You know, I'm in Los Angeles, okay? Everybody's a communist. I met somebody today who wasn't, and I was stunned. And it's funny, she said, well, I don't want to talk about politics, because she was a conservative. The thing is, we hear the other side. We hear liberals in their natural environment telling us what they think. We're used to it. We don't freak out when we hear it. We understand that there are people out there who disagree with us. And a lot of them, they don't feel the same way. The other thing is they've substituted their politics in many ways for religion.
Yes.
You know, these people need some Jesus. They don't need any more Ibram Kendi, okay?
Yeah.
But that's who they've chosen to fill that spiritual void inside of them. So they become essentially religious fanatics who can't tolerate blasphemy or apostates. And that's, to them, that's what we are. You know, when I tweet, climate change is a hoax, because, of course, what they call climate change is one of the most devastating hoaxes in all of human history. It's ridiculous. They go insane. They just
You did that yesterday. I saw you do that yesterday. It's like the day before when I, you know, was holding an AR-15 in a shirt that said "Black Guns Matter." They don't debate. They don't ignore. They, you know, DM me sexually perverted messages and they just go insane. Kurt, what is it about them?
Well, I mean, obviously you're a very, very attractive man. So that's, I mean, you know. But look, they talk a lot about being objectively driven, but they're purely emotionally driven.
Yes.
And I look, and I admit I'm emotionally driven too. I am emotionally committed to the idea of freedom. I cannot live not being free. I've been free for 57 years. Excepting my time in the Army, which I volunteered for.
But then you fall for freedom. That's the point. You are so emotionally. You stood up for it. You so loved freedom that you decided to wear the cloth of the Republic and did so, and you rose to the rank of colonel. We are talking to Kurt Schlichter. Colonel K, the book is We'll Be Back. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Subscribe to the podcast. Go to Spotify, plug in my name and America First. Never miss an episode. And also write a review and share the links. If you haven't done so already, please be sure to register for our Stand With Israel tour, 10 days in the Holy Land with me and Dinesh D'Souza. Even if you've been to Israel before, you haven't been with me and Dinesh. I'm not vaccinated and I'm going. Join us later this year, November and December, for the trip of a lifetime. Reserve your tickets today. Call 855-565-5519. That's 855-565-5519, standwithisraeltour.com. That's standwithisraeltour.com. How are you going to find your new favorite piece of outdoor gear? If you sign up for BattleBox, it finds you. BattleBox is your go-to monthly subscription for hand-picked outdoor survival and everyday carry gear. Getting the best gear for yourself not only takes time, but it can be incredibly expensive. That's why BattleBox brings you name brands, high-quality products every month at half the price of what they'd cost you to buy. Just pick the box that works for you and get tested and vetted products you can trust that are selected by an expert team of outdoor professionals. From an Aquapod emergency water kit to an Atomic Bear Survival Bivy delivered to your doorstep each month. BattleBox has shipped over 1 million boxes since 2015 and been featured everywhere from the New York Times to Survivor's Edge. In my latest BattleBox, I love the 72-hour ration pack. Yes, we've all got our Patriot supplies at home, everything we need for months on end. But what about just 3 days, a couple of days? It's a bag you throw in the back of the car, in your day pack, and you're ready to roll. Find out why outdoor enthusiasts call BattleBox the best gear I never knew I wanted. Sign up, receive, survive. What are you waiting for? Don't miss another BattleBox mission. From now until June 30th, get a free mystery box worth $115 with any new subscription at trybattlebox.com/Gorka. That's battle with no E. That's a free mystery box worth $115 right now at trybattlebox.com/Gorka. That's trybattlebox.com/Gorka. trybattlebox.com/Gorka. The latest book, you can order it right now, is We'll Be Back. He has written six novels in the Kelly Turnbull series. Get yours today. Follow him at Kurt Schlichter on Twitter. Also read his articles at townhall.com. Kurt, we were talking about Biden, the Second Amendment. Let's stay on the issue of the Second Amendment and guns in America. You've been very outspoken in the last week about the events in Texas. Texas, for me, I was in San Antonio 2 weeks ago. First time ever I went to the Alamo. Fascinating. I learned a lot. I feel now I understand what Texas is much better with the war with Mexico, its independence as a nation, and then folding into the Republic. But I tell you, that reputation that it developed for being different amongst the states, the state, is, I tweeted this out after Uvalde and after the first revelations, is tarnished in a way that may be irrecoverable. I know all first reports from war are wrong. We understand that. But it is not looking good for the law enforcement professionals, is it, Colonel K?
No, it really isn't. And, I got some criticism when I pointed out, hey, you know, you're a cop. You either put this guy down or you go down.
Yeah.
And then the next cop steps up and either he puts him down or you go down. And, you know, I got a lot of the, well, you've never kicked in a door, so you can't talk. Well, see, I haven't kicked in a door because I'm not a cop. I didn't take the oath. I did different things. That's irrelevant. I'm an American citizen. I will evaluate the performance of my employees. And their performance was subpar, starting with this Beto-donating garbage police chief who has all the tactical competence of Barney Fife, except Barney Fife didn't get anybody killed.
You're talking about the Uvalde chief,
yes,
who hasn't given a press conference, hasn't given any statements, and is now running for the local county board or something at the same time?
Well, you know, if the people of Uvalde decide that that's the guy they want leading them, I think we know the consequence of it.
Yeah.
Accountability is vital.
My, you know, we called it the sit rep in the British Army. The situation report for me is the same, is the following right now. The tactical commander, the most senior guy who took control of the incident as it was happening, he made a decision that, as far as I'm concerned, having discussed exactly this scenario with law enforcement officers before I joined the administration, so I'm talking like a decade ago, after Al-Qaeda, after ISIS, after San Bernardino, after Columbine, whether it's a jihadi or whether it's a mass, you know, a deranged psycho, we agreed. I'm not the practitioner. I'm out of uniform, but I'm talking to Leo's law enforcement. We agreed together that the rule book is changed. It's tossed out. You're not dealing with people who, you know, I want a helicopter and a plane to Cuba. I want $1 million. No, it's not hostage taking. It's not wait for the psychiatrist and the negotiator. The rule is the following. For the last decade, at least, if not since 9/11, the rule is the following. For all police officers in America, probably the world, in free nations, first man there, first man in. You pull on your vest, you pull on your long arm, and you go in the building, because these adversaries aren't there to negotiate. They're there to kill. This tactical officer said, well, he's in one classroom. He's stuck in one classroom. So that qualifies as a barricade situation. So we're going to wait. And as a result, 19 children died. It seems like a very simple to understand and egregiously incorrect decision. Your take, Colonel K.
I think you're absolutely right. I think the tactical solution to a armed shooter in a school is to engage him until he's defeated, whether he gives up, whether he's critically wounded, whether he's dead. And, you know, I have a preference. And if that causes casualty among the police, okay, because a policeman's life is worth less than a civilian's life, and a civilian's life is worth less than a kid's life. And that's the way it has to be.
Yeah.
And if you can't handle that, you know, you need to give up all the thank yous for your service and move on. And yes, the argument is, well, you've never had to do that. You're right. That's absolutely true. It's also completely irrelevant. They had to do it. They failed when duty called. It went to voicemail.
I never understood that thing about, you know, I guess this is what the left calls the lived experience argument from authority. You're not a cop, therefore you can't comment on it. Well, I guess, you know, I've never been a dinosaur, therefore I can't talk about dinosaurs. Or I've never been a Greek philosopher, therefore I can't discuss Plato, despite having a degree in philosophy and theology. It's such an asinine argument, Kurt, isn't it?
It's an argument designed to
shut you up.
Argument,
right?
To avoid grappling with the real facts and the real scenario, and they do that all the time. You know, that's what the racist thing is. Well, that's racist. Okay, your label doesn't mean those arguments don't exist.
Right.
That it doesn't, and the thing is, you can only suppress people for so long. Vigorous debate is good because it lets out anger. You know, after you have a big debate with somebody, even if you disagree with them, you know, you come out of it, you go, oh, I've been heard. People have had a chance to listen to me. Maybe they didn't go my way, but I've had my say. Yeah. And then you recognize in that way the legitimacy of the paradigm that is debate that underlies the idea of a democratic republic. But if it suddenly becomes, well, you're not even allowed to say anything, you're a bad person if you attempt to say something that's not the approved narrative, well, then you come out of it in a very different way. You come out of it believing that the democratic republic paradigm is just baloney. It doesn't exist. You're being suppressed, maybe not by physical force, but by emotional or rhetorical force, and you're going. And the next time you're going to meet that attack in kind.
Yeah, we're talking to Colonel Kate Kirchlichter. The book is We'll Be Back. Dear friends, you know my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of their lives. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Now Mike has done it again by introducing his My Slippers. For a limited time, you'll get $90 off a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. They took over 2 years to develop. They're designed to wear indoor and out. I've already worn out my first pair of My Slippers, and they're made with the same amazing MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue and lined with real suede. Call 800-829-8468. Use promo code Gorka for that massive discount, or just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and put in the secret code G-O-R-K-A. This offer won't last long. You won't regret it. They are the best slippers I have ever owned. And $90 off MyPillow.com. Do it today. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. Kurt, I have to get your take on what happened in the court here not far from our studio. We have an individual who the mainstream media in their headlines called Clinton lawyer, who was found not guilty of lying to the police, lying to the FBI, when in fact that headline means he did lie, because he said in his text to the FBI, I've got a tip about Trump and I'm not working for a client and I'm just a concerned citizen. He actually billed the time to the Clinton campaign for his meeting with the FBI that led to the Alpha Bank investigation. I've got to ask, as an American citizen, as an immigrant to the United States, can a Republican not get justice in a city that voted for Hillary and Biden and Obama? Is it only for Democrats to walk out of slam dunk cases, Kurt? You're a lawyer. Talk to me about the Sussman trial.
No, I think it was disgraceful. The kind of jurors that are allowed on, Hillary voters, people who had connections with Sussman's family. I mean, it was just ridiculous. Look, Washington, D.C. is 95% Democrat. If you are a Republican, you are going to be convicted. If you are a Democrat, you are going to be acquitted. And I will put money on that. I will put money on that any day of the week. If I was representing a Democrat, I would take a Washington, D.C. venue.
So here's the question in practice, because you are a practicing attorney. If a Republican is put up on a charge like Mike Flynn was,
yeah,
can you demand to have it heard in, you know, I don't know, Tulsa, Oklahoma?
You can try, and it's probably going to be denied. I certainly would have made that motion. And I think when the Republicans retake the Congress, which I expect they do, unless they screw it up completely by rolling over to Democrats and abandoning our Second Amendment rights to please Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, I think when we are fully back in power, we need to explore venue and moving venue for quote-unquote political trials out of Washington, D.C., because you can't have a dual system of justice, and that is exactly what we have in Washington, D.C. right now.
Is that the only thing that we could possibly do, is to create some additional menu option, to put it in layman's terms, whereby in the national security arena for the FBI, for example, there is the category of sensitive cases. If it involves a politician or what have you, then it goes into a special basket that should lead to special handling, not preferences, but special handling because of the sensitivity of the subjects concerned. Are you talking about a special category for political cases, which would take them out of the arena of the swamp, which is, let's just, again, the facts, please, to the millions of listeners out there, 92% for Hillary, 93% for Biden. That's what DC voted. Is that a plausible, is that a feasible solution, Colonel Kay?
Well, look, I think we have to bow to reality and address the issue. And it may just be opening up the jury pool. You may say, well, we can now draw jurors from all of Virginia and all of Maryland. Instead of just Washington, D.C., and perhaps that would have some effect. Or perhaps we venue such cases in Maryland or Virginia or even Tulsa.
How? I don't, you know, I've never met John Durham, but it seems to me there's a problem here. How did he not say you can't have three Hillary Clinton donors, an AOC donor, and a juror whose kid is on the same sports team as the defendant Sussman's child? Surely that's an automatic exclusion, isn't it?
Well, you would think so. You would object. Look, you have two kinds of challenges to a juror. Peremptory, which is you don't have to explain yourself. You can just say, I don't want that juror.
Right.
I don't like his hairstyle. The only thing you're not allowed to do is on the basis of race.
Right.
Okay. So you can say, I'd like to thank number juror six and excuse her. Thank you for your service. Adios. The other kind of challenge is you have her for cause. Is this juror so biased that they can't render a fair verdict? And I would think that donating to Hillary Clinton or being on Sussman's kid's swim team or whatever it was, that comes pretty close. And I would want to bend over backwards if I were the judge.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand a judge's position. You don't want to squander jurors. You want to get people in so you can get the trial going. But you also have to demonstrate to all the people that the jury pool is fair, that the trial is fair. It's vitally important to be fair. Look, I can take a loss in court. I don't have them very often. But I can take a loss in court if I feel I've had a chance to fairly put on my client's case.
Right.
I don't like it. It happens if you try cases. Anybody who says they've never lost a case has probably only tried one or two.
Right.
But I have to be heard. It has to be fair. Then I can accept the system.
Yeah, but
if it feels unfair.
Right. The question is whether the circumstances were fair. We're talking to Kurt Schlichter. The new book is We'll Be Back. We'll discuss it momentarily. All right. We have to share with you. Yesterday was the beginning of Pride Month. I posted on my Twitter feed, The Left Went Crazy. I said, I fully endorse Pride Month. And I had a photograph of myself at my naturalization ceremony 10 years ago this year, saying I endorse Pride in Being American Month. Yes, indeed, and I'm sure our guest does as well. To celebrate our definition of Pride Month, we have the latest new products at the America First store. Let's put them up there, Eric. We're celebrating LGBT. It's very clear. We want LGBTQ to be celebrated here on America First. It's the new T-shirt that says, Let's Get Biden to Quit. LGBTQ. You can get a T-shirt, Let's Get Biden to Quit, or you can get your mug that is LGBTQ. It's got a rainbow. It's got the stars and stripes. Get yours today. Hot off the press. Everything made in America. LGBTQ. Let's get Biden to quit. SebGorkaStore.com. That's SebGorka store. SebGorkaStore.com. Kurt, okay, that's the fun. Here's the not so fun. So this was sent to me yesterday on Pride Day, 1st of June, from Mr. G. I'm sure you saw this. I didn't want to believe it. I thought it was a joke. It's a helmet, one of the old steel helmets, Vietnam War era, with six rounds. Looks like 308 on there. Why you'd have 308 anyway? It doesn't make any sense. Each bullet on each cartridge is a color of the rainbow. And I'm just going to read it. This is from the official U.S. Marine Corps Twitter account. Throughout June, the United States Marine Corps takes hashtag pride in recognizing and honoring contributions of our LGBTQ service members. We remain committed to fostering an environment free from discrimination and defend the values of treating all equally with dignity and respect. Hashtag Pride Month, hashtag USMC. Now, this hurts because I love the Marines. I spent 2.5 years teaching them at Quantico on the faculty there. The Marine Corps, Kurt, I know you're a colonel in the Army. You were a colonel in the Army. The Marine Corps isn't about where you put your penis or what you do with your sexual organs. I think that's an insult to Marines who died for all Americans. How about you?
I think it's a disgrace, and it exemplifies how utterly unserious our American military leadership is. Our next Republican president on day one needs to fire all the chairmen of the Joint Chief of Staff, bring in their proposed replacements, and say, starting now, this doesn't happen. Every slot that has diversity, equity, or inclusion, or pride, or any of the like in its title will now be emptied out, and that person either retired or transferred to a useful combat-oriented slot. This is over. It's done. We're not doing this anymore. What are your questions about your implementation of my intent? And then we need to do it, because it is painful for the Marines. It is painful for citizens. It's painful for Marine veterans. It's ridiculous and stupid. The job of the military is to deter or defeat America's enemies through the application of combat power.
It's to prepare for war, and if war happens, to crush our enemies.
Yes. That's it.
That's it.
And the Marines have, of course, their very specific function of supporting the decisive military arm, which is the United States Army.
I'm just going to let that out there for the real Marines out there. They can respond on his Twitter account. But carry on, Colonel K.
Well, look, I probably shouldn't get all uppity here, because I'm sure the Army will be similarly embarrassing itself. I mean, this is just ridiculous. And you know what? It's also an insult to LGBTQ soldiers. And when we were in, we all knew who saw things differently than we did, and we didn't care, and we served beside them.
Right.
To minimize honorable service and turn it into a sexual orientation, checkbox is actually really insulting.
Yeah, it is.
The whole thing's a disgrace.
It's a disgrace, and it is insulting. Okay, let's talk about your forthcoming book from my publisher, full disclosure, Regnery, best conservative publisher on the planet. I want to talk about the subtitle. Let's put this scary cover up there that you chose. I know explicitly that you chose that photograph. It's Kurt Schlichter's "Will Be Back, The Fall and Rise of America," which I think was the original working title. Why did you choose that title? Will you explain it to us, please, Kurt, before you get eaten by that vicious Cujo who I can hear in the background?
Well, before my dog goes crazy at the approach of a mailman, a more vicious dog than some of our Marines, apparently. little devil dog. I chose it because I'm optimistic, Dr. Gorka. I've had the privilege of living on three continents in the service of our country. I've lived in other countries. I've seen other cultures, good, bad, indifferent. And I come back to the United States. And even though I live in California, which has a ton of problems, I will walk out the door, I will see sunshine and swaying palm trees. And at least today I'm allowed to speak pretty freely.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry, at least not today, about a knock on my door. That may change. And the book talks about the trends towards the kind of tyranny we've seen in other places. But I don't think that's the end of the story, Dr. Gorka. I don't think that's how this experiment in human freedom is going to terminate. I think we've got a lot more to give to the world. I think we've got a lot more freedom in us. And I think we're going to come back from this. But look, I can't minimize the threat we're facing. And the book doesn't do it too either. It doesn't pull any punches. I talk about the potential for a national divorce. I talk about just kind of dying out, like some of those European countries, as people stop having hope for the future and stop having kids. And I talk about what a civil war, God forbid, would actually look like. But at the end of the day, I'm hopeful. At the end of the day, I'm optimistic, because I don't think you can be anything else. I don't think that you can be a pessimist and really be a true American. I'm not going to give up, and I don't think America is going to give up on itself. I may be wrong, but I'm going to do everything I can to prove myself right.
Yeah, we have to find that. It was in my old studio. We're, do the tracking shot. We're in the brand new Salem TV studio here. Let's go to camera four and show Kurt. He's got to be in studio to enjoy it. But in the old radio studio across the building, I had my little box of magic sounds that I could plug whenever I wanted to. And one of them was that amazing line from Rush less than a year before he died, where he said, "It's not the time to give up." Why? Because Americans never give up. That's the American way. We just don't do it. The book is We'll Be Back. Order it right now. Follow this man, listen to him, and also read his articles at Town Hall. He's Colonel K. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the Relief Factor Studios. So, I don't know if you can dig up the trailer that we used 2 days ago, Eric, for Top Gun Maverick. Let's try and pull that out of the pile there and run it. But you've praised the Army. I don't know why. You've dissed the Marines, Colonel K. Let's have some fun at the expense of the U.S. Navy. Have you seen the new Top Gun movie?
I saw it yesterday.
Whoa!
I greatly enjoyed it.
Okay, for me, and I've done a video on it, I've done a monologue, I've tweeted about it. For me, and you know, it's technically, it's great, the fighter scenes, the lack of CGI, the acting superb. But for me, the key thing is this, and I want you to bounce off these. Number one, it celebrates service to something outside yourself.
Yes.
It celebrates sacrifice. And lastly, it celebrates one of the pinnacle values of America, which is excellence. And that's why it's
yes.
fun. Your response, Colonel K.
I couldn't agree more. It is the least woke movie I've seen come out of Hollywood in years. And, you know, you look at the stars and it looks like America. It's a diverse crew who never mention their quote unquote diversity, because they aren't really
right.
Diverse.
Right. You've got the black mechanic or the Webb's guy. You've got the Hispanic fighter, female fighter pilot, and nothing is mentioned about their ethnicity. They're just excellent, and they're Americans.
Well, here's the thing, and there was a scene where they did a final salute to a character. I'm not going to be a spoiler guy, but it's very moving to me. Because last Friday, my father yes. received military honors from the United States Navy. And it was a crew of very young sailors led by a lieutenant commander. And it was just as diverse as the movie. And they were fantastic, Dr. Gorka. I was so proud of these young sailors. They did the rifle salute. They folded that flag. They handed it to my mother, the last salute. I mean, just moving. Very, very moving. The Navy really did well, which is the last time I will say anything positive about the Navy for a while. And then I go see Top Gun, and it has those same values. Those are American values. They're not values of people with pride or people whose grandfather came from here or who pray to that particular God. It's American values, and that's what it's all about. I thought the movie was a lot of fun. It was a great Hollywood blockbuster. Tom Cruise was fantastic and quite moving in places.
Yeah. The bite he has, that cheek muscle was flexed several times in the movie,
yeah.
That deep emotional expression. How do we go a whole hour, Colonel K, without mentioning the Lincoln Project, the pedo boys there? Next time, we've got to discuss it for an hour. But first, let's say fair winds and fair seas. Lieutenant Commander Stephen Lowell Schlichter, America salutes you. We are proud to be associated with your son. This is America First. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, keep your head on a swivel, watch your six, hold the line, never give up, never give in, and stay frosty.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. Yes. And the people...
is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
No one has talked tougher directly to Donald Trump on TV than Michael Avenatti, and Donald Trump is afraid to mention his name.
That's fascinating.
Donald Trump is terrified of Michael Avenatti.
He gives Trump a run for his money more than anybody else, Michael Avenatti.
An existential threat to the Trump presidency.
The Democrats could learn something for you. You are messing with Trump a lot more than they are.
He has no doubt created sheer panic in Donald Trump's very fragile mind.
Michael Avenatti is laying down the law as guest co-host. And is he really thinking about running for president?
One reason why I'm taking you seriously as a contender is because of your presence on cable news.
I guess he's not going to be running for president. Do you remember Michael Avenatti, Stormy Daniels' lawyer, the darling of the mainstream lying legacy media? Well, he just got another 4 years in prison. This time not for trying to bilk massive corporations like Nike, but for actually stealing from Stormy Daniels herself. I thought this guy was going to save America from the nasty, nasty president who was my former boss, President Trump. Welcome, dear friends. This is America First on the Salem Network with me, your host, Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump and member of the National Security Education Board. To this very day, we have a fabulous show for you today. We have a whole hour with that troublemaker extraordinaire, none other than Colonel K. Kurt Schlichter will be with us for the third hour one-on-one. You don't want to miss a second. Breitbart's Matt Boyer will be joining us for the latest update from the swamp. And also, do you remember that truck driver who won that coveted seat in New Jersey, the president of the Senate, with $500 worth of Dunkin' Donuts? Yes. Ed Durr will be with us as well. But first, Sussman, the Russia collusion hoax, the latest. We are dedicating the whole of our Sunday program on Newsmax to the travesty that is the Sussman acquittal, a man who admitted in a tweet, in a text to the chief counsel of the FBI, Jim Baker, that he's got the dirt on President Trump and he's not acting for a client. He's a private citizen, as he was billing Hillary Clinton for that visit to the FBI. That man walked free when a jury, literally of his peers, because there were so many Democrats in that jury, people who had donated to Hillary Clinton, who donated to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, one juror who had a child on the same rowing crew team with Sussman's own daughter. Well, that is the group of people who said, oh, no, he didn't lie to the FBI. Well, the plot thickens. You've got to get the full details Sunday, 7 p.m. on Newsmax. Just get the Newsmax app, watch it for free. We're going to dedicate the whole show to it. But this is breaking news from Matt Gaetz, who will be on the show on Sunday, and Jim Jordan, who have written a letter to the director of the FBI. Why? Because they have discovered that Sussman's law firm, the infamous Perkins Coie, that is the Democrat lawyer's company of choice in the swamp, has maintained inside its building, private attorney's facility, since the Obama administration, since 2012, a, quote, secure work environment sponsored by the FBI. Yes, the FBI under Obama decided to provide what we call a SCIF, a secure information management facility, a place where you can go in, get on the government's secure communications, the JPass system, the scattered castles, the various JWIC systems that allow secret and top secret information to be passed from one government terminal to another. This private attorney's company has a SCIF maintained by the FBI. Now, Christopher Wray has been given 13 days to reply as to why Perkins Coie has that secure facility. But here's a theory I want to float with you from Matt Gaetz. And it's a dark, dark one. Every day we fight here on America First, Salem, all my colleagues across the nation every single day, to push back on the corruption, the lies, the lack of government by the people, of the people, and for the people. But what if the whole Sussman trial were just a feint, just a paint-by-numbers exercise, because it was all baked in from the beginning? If you know that 92% of D.C., voted Democrat and votes Democrat, if you know that this law firm, which is the attorney's firm for the Democrat Party, the one that handled the $12 million contract with Steele for the so-called dossier, that this is the company that worked hand in glove with Fusion GPS in repackaging old smear documents about Paul Manafort and bringing them up to date for 2016 to use them in a new smear campaign against President Trump. If you know that that attorney's company had a secure FBI-sponsored facility inside its building since the Obama administration, then you have to ask the question, was it all planned from the get-go? Now, I still have my clearance. I still have a top-secret clearance from my time in the White House. There are private companies that can sponsor, can pay for your acquisition of a government clearance. But you have to have a reason. You have to be working on projects that are of relevance to the national security of the United States. You either have to be a legacy holder, like the scumbags such as John Brennan, such as Jim Clapper, who, because of their prior positions as chiefs in the intelligence community, for some stupid reason that we have to revise, have their clearances grandfathered in perpetuity, basically, until they die, even though they're going on national television calling the duly elected president of the United States not only a traitor, as Brennan did, but as a Russian asset of Vladimir Putin's, as Clapper did. But otherwise, if you're not a former CIA director, if you're not a former director of national intelligence, you don't get a clearance. And you don't get to keep a clearance. Every 5 years, you have to be reinvestigated, and you have to be cleared to maintain that clearance. And you have to be doing work that is justified in the national security field. You have to be working at Boeing or Raytheon on something that's technical, some national security technology. You have to be working on projects, as I did, for USASOC, for the headquarters of the Army's Special Forces, for the JFK facility in Bragg, and so on and so forth. But what was the justification for Hillary's private law firm to have a skiff, a secure facility. It's not enough for us to win the election this year and in 24. It's not enough to drain the swamp. We've got to crush it. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Make sure you are subscribed. Never miss any of our one-on-ones. Go to Spotify right now. Put in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. It's free. Write a review. Share the links. Never miss an episode. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, don't touch that dial.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.